Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEN, Danielle Hurd, H-U-R-D. Danielle Hurd is a 55-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/31/19. Buried at that time, her left foot slipped and she fell, striking the left side of her face without loss of consciousness. Buried this occurred in the science lab. Buried she states she hit her face on a door hinge and injured her knee. Period. The principal took her to a workers' compensation doctor afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to diagnoses of left face contusion and left knee meniscal tear. Period. The meniscus was repaired surgically in September 2019. Period. She ended up having a knee replacement. Period. She admits that in 2014 she had left knee meniscal tear surgical repair performed by Dr. Schwartz. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. However, she states she wore her right hip out from limping for 2 years because of her knee injury. Period. She then underwent hip replacement. Period. She reports her right knee and left hip are asymptomatic. Period. As per the record supplied, she filed a claim petition alleging she slipped and fell, injuring the left side of her face, comma, left knee, comma, and from overcompensation caused injury to the right knee and right hip. Period. Medical records show she was seen at WorkNet on 5/31/19. Period. She reported she accidentally slipped, inverting her left ankle and falling to the left side, striking her left zygomatic region against the corner of her cabinet. Period. She states touching the left side of her face and standing makes her symptoms worse. Period. Ice made it feel better. Period. She was evaluated and found no signs of erythema or ecchymosis about the knee. Period. However, there was swelling at the lateral malleolus region. Period. She also has some dependent edema at the right ankle, but the left ankle is much more prominent. Period. She was tender at the ATFL region, but there was no tenderness palpation at the base of the fifth metatarsal. Period. She had full strength and sensation. Period. She was diagnosed with left facial contusion and left zygomatic slash intraorbital region, as well as left ankle sprain and strain. Period. X-rays of the facial bones revealed no fracture. Period. She was referred for a CAT scan. Period. The plan was to perform X-rays of the left ankle at the next visit. Period. She was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. She followed up at WorkNet on 6/5/19, and reported over the following days her left knee pain worsened and the left ankle pain began to resolve. Period. As of this visit, she had no discomfort in the left ankle. Period. Continues to be referred for a CAT scan. Period. New paragraph on 6/12/19. She underwent a maxillofacial CAT scan. That showed no evidence of fracture. Period. There was a small focal contusion or hematoma of the left cheek. Period. She was followed closely and on 6/20/19 reported a history of injury to the left knee about 4 years ago, leading to a meniscal repair. Period. She had ongoing achy sensation at the medial aspect and joint line of the left knee afterwards. Period. She then was advised to continue in physical therapy period, she nevertheless remained somewhat symptomatic. Period, she had an, scratch that, she was seen here through 7/9/19. Period, she had an MRI of the left knee on 7/5/19 to be inserted. Period, they reviewed those results together on 7/9/19. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Hurd was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Schwartz on 7/31/19. Period. She only had temporary relief for the cortisone injection that had been administered. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. Period. On 9/10/19, he performed arthroscopy of the left knee with a partial medial meniscectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was tear of the medial meniscus. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively. On 9/26/19, when her sutures were removed. Period. She then followed through with physical therapy, period. On 10/3/19, Dr. Schwartz wrote she was there for her second postoperative orthovisc injection, period. She was taking Mobic. Period, range of motion of the knee was improving, but there was mild residual swelling, period. Dapramedrol injection was given on 12/16/19 and then again on 3/20/20, period. On 5/6/20, Dr. Schwartz noted she had postoperative viscosupplementation to treat the underlying degenerative changes noted in her knee. Period, she had been tolerating her normal job duties but still had some issues with stiffness and stair climbing. Period, there was minimal soft tissue swelling and mild discomfort on extremes of motion. Period, range of motion was good. Period. She then followed up on 5/27/20 when she was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and released from care. Period, she had better range of motion with minimal discomfort. Period, she was negotiating stairs much better now also. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Schoifet, S-C-H-O-I-F-E-T, period. He learned the previous meniscectomy was done by Dr. Salvo at Rothman in 2014, period. She stood 5'1" tall, weighed 172 pounds with a BMI of 32.5. Period. Dr. Schoifet performed x-rays of the knees and administered a Kenalog injection. Period. X-rays revealed severe medial compartment arthritis with bone-on-bone deformity, subchondral sclerosis, and spur formation. Period. There was some gapping laterally with some spur formation laterally. Period. There was subluxation and tilt of both patellas. The minimal lateral facet arthrosis. Period, the right knee has a fairly normal medial and lateral joint line on x-rays. Period. On 4/16/21, they elected to pursue arthroplasty on the left knee. Period. She had a CAT scan of the knee on 6/8/21 that showed tricompartmental osteoarthrosis, most severe in the medial compartment. Period. On 7/1/21, Dr. Schoifet performed left uncemented MIS total knee replacement, comma robotic assisted. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. period. She followed up with him post-operatively, period. In paragraph on 324-22, she underwent a CAT scan of the on 324-22, an addendum from the radiologist indicated a history of right groin pain, period. Directed a CAT scan was done on 12-4-21. Directed ultrasound of the right groin was also done on 11-10-21 and reviewed, period. This actually was a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. It showed no acute or suspicious findings with no definitive right inguinal or femoral hernia. But there was diverticulous coli, but no diverticulitis, period. On 4-2-22, she had MRI studies of both hips. It showed moderate to severe osteoarthritis of the right hip with associated reactive marrow edema and small joint effusion, period. On 5-2-22, she underwent CAT scan of the right hip to be inserted. Period. Ongoing follow-up with Dr. Scheufert continued through 11-1-22, period. X-rays of the right hip were done, showing an uncemented total arthroplasty in good alignment. Period. Lug length and offset are consistent with contralateral side. Period. He did not see any progressive radiolucent lines around the cup or the stem. Period. There was no lysis. Period. She had undergone right total hip replacement on 5-22-22. Period. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears is normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed a 3.5-inch longitudinal scar at the left knee and a 3.5-inch oblique linear scar at the right hip and buttocks, also measuring 3.5 inches in length. Period, there was mild swelling of the left knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Period, the left knee motion was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5, resisted left quadriceps and plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. There was moderate tenderness palpation about the just medial to the left patella, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuver was normal, feet and ankle normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 5-3-1-19, Danielle Hurd slipped and fell while at work. Apparently she struck the left side of her face on a door, and then her left knee on the ground. Apparently that same day, she was seen at WorkNet and underwent x-rays of the face that were negative. Apparently she had a CAT scan of the maxillofacial area on 6-12-19 that showed no fractures. Apparently she followed up and remained symptomatic at the knee. Apparently she had a left knee MRI done on 7-5-19 to be inserted. Apparently the petitioner already had left knee meniscal repairs several years earlier at Rothman Orthopedics. Apparently she did come under the orthopedic care of Dr. Schwartz. Period on 9-10-19, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, in paragraph, she later came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Scheufert. Period, he had her undergo CAT scan of the left knee, comma, right hip, comma, and MRI of the right hip. Period, he performed left total knee arthroplasty and then later right total hip arthroplasty, period. New paragraph, the current exam, Ms. Hurd found her to be overweight, weight, period. She had mildly decreased range of motion about the left knee associated with swelling, period. There was healed surgical scarring about the left knee and right hip, period. She had moderate tenderness, palpation, medial to the left patella, period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees and hips were negative, period. She ambulated without a limp or assisted devices. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the face. Period. There's 15% permanent partial disability at the left leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of prior meniscectomy, comma, more recent meniscal tear, treated arthroscopically, comma, followed by arthroplasty. Period. 10% of this assessment is due to pre-existing and degenerative conditions. Period. I would also offer 15% permanent partial total disability at the right hip for the orthopedic residuals of degenerative joint disease. Period. This could not have been caused by the subject event or her allegation of compensating for left lower extremity problems. Period. Such an association is borne out in the literature to not be substantiated. Period.